观众朋友们，大家好，今天是8月12号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国副总统彭斯还有白宫国安顾问奥布莱恩就黎智英被捕一事作出公开回应，并且呼吁北京撤销国安法。此外，基于特朗普总统签署的一项行政命令，香港制造将走入历史，未来从香港出口的产品都将被标明中国制造。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
香港警方在8月12号星期一逮捕了壹传媒以及香港苹果日报的创办人黎智英。苹果日报除了多次的批评北京政府以及港府之外呢，黎智英本人也亲自多次的走上街头与反送中抗议活动的民众站在一起。那么在黎智英被逮捕了之后呢，美国副总统彭斯在他的推特上就发出了他与黎智英当初在白宫见面的照片，并且呢推文说黎智英在香港被捕是极度令人愤怒的行为，也是对全世界热爱自由人民的冒犯。当我遇见在白宫会见黎智英的时候呢，他对北京和香港人民承诺的民主、权利和自治的立场给了我诸多的启发。而白宫的国安顾问奥布莱恩也在星期晚上透过白宫新闻室发出了声明，声明当中说，香港商人、出版人、著名的民主倡导者黎智英被捕令我们深感不安。根据中国共产党实施的国家安全法，香港当局还逮捕了黎智英的两个儿子和他旗下媒体公司的几名高管。黎智英和他的同事们为香港人民的基本权利和自由发出了强有力的声音，这些权利和自由是中国政府向香港人民保证的，但是现在却遭到了系统性的攻击。作为一名报人、创业家和公民，黎智英通过警告没有自由的香港会是什么样子来行使庆祝和捍卫自由。我们和黎智英、他的儿子和同事站在一起，并且呼吁北京废除国家安全法，立刻恢复香港的法治。那么在星期一的这个白宫新闻简报会上呢，特朗普总统被问到说，对于这个中国政府在星期一的时候宣布要制裁包括美国的参议员还有一些人权组织的负责人等11名的美国人，白宫方面有什么样子的回应？对此呢，特朗普总统做出了回应。我们来看一下他怎么说。
Can you give us an update on China? Do you think your administration will respond to the sanctions that China announced this morning on American officials?
Well, we've already responded in many different ways. We're talking a lot about China. We shouldn't have been talking about China. We did a phase one deal, and it was a wonderful deal, and all of a sudden it means...very little in the overall import of things. They should have never allowed what happened to the world, including us. But this was released into Europe, and it was released into the U.S., and it was released all throughout the world, but it wasn't released into China. And we were doing numbers that will, you know, just were incredible. And we hope to be able to do them perhaps even next year. I think we're going to have an incredible year next year, but that will never pay for the loss of life.In our country and all over the world. So we view China differently than we did 8 months ago. Very much differently.
而在白宫的新闻简报会上呢，美国财政部长姆努钦也被问到是说，关于这个是否还是继续考虑要把中国的企业从美国的证券交易所下市。对此呢，财政部长姆努钦做出了反应。
Yes, so just to be clear, we did make the recommendation, and the SEC will be putting out that yes, as of the end of next year, if they do not fully comply, and that'sChinese companies, any other companies, they all have to comply with the same exact accounting, where they will be delisted on the exchanges.
由特朗普总统签署的13936号的行政命令当中说呢，由于中国实施的国安法使得香港现在已经不再是一国两制了，因此取消了香港的优惠贸易地位。那么从此之后呢，香港的护照也将等同视同于中国护照。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
美国取消香港贸易优惠地位的政策开始付诸实施。美国政府宣布，从香港出口到美国的货物都必须贴上中国制造的标签，并且与中国大陆出口的货物获得同等待遇。
美国海关当局8月11日发布公告称，自9月25日起，香港出口到美国的货物必须标明原产地是中国，不能够继续贴香港制造的标签。美方在正式实施前就此给予产品制造商45天的缓冲期。 美国政府的这一规定实际上宣布了香港特殊贸易地位的终结。从此，美国给中国输美商品上加征的高额关税将同样适用于香港出口货物。美国总统特朗普7月14日签署《香港自治法》，要中国为打压港人的行动承担责任。他还签署了一项行政命令，终止香港的特殊待遇。
周一，香港警方逮捕了香港《苹果日报》的出版人、知名民主派人士黎智英，各大主流媒体纷纷发表评论。
8月10日，警方在香港逮捕香港亲民主报纸《苹果日报》出版人、知名民主活动人士黎智英，依据是新港版国安法，罪名为勾结外国或境外势力危害国家安全、串谋欺诈、煽动。《纽约时报》将黎智英被捕称作是港版国安法推行以来最新的最咄咄逼人的行动。编委会撰文称，这释放了最新的最清晰的信号，北京正在充分利用涉及面广泛的国安法来遏制言论自由，破坏香港的民主运动。文章指出，向中国证明这种做法只会适得其反，是美国和其他珍视自由的人们义不容辞的责任。华尔街日报认为，港版国安法是加速美中关系恶化的因素之一，而逮捕黎智英则为不断恶化的美中关系又增添了一层个人因素。去年，黎智英等人曾前来美国与美国的官员会面，其中就包括副总统彭斯和国务卿蓬佩奥。彭博通讯社指出，香港作为国际金融信息港的地位岌岌可危。过去几十年，香港独立的司法体系吸引大量的跨国公司、国际组织、新闻媒体。在港版国安法推行的短短几周的时间里，香港来之不易的对司法的信赖已经逐渐瓦解。北京方面的行动削弱了香港与国际社会的联系，香港作为稳定可靠的金融与信息中心的名誉受到损害。经济学人杂志将黎智英比作是中国的眼中钉，称他在香港被捕是对言论自由的新一轮打压。经济学人也提出，目前最紧要的问题是黎智英将在何地受审。港版国安法允许将案件移交给中国大陆，虽然这只是用于比较复杂的案件，但是北京恐怕不会愿意冒险让黎智英在香港的法庭接受审理。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥11日抵达捷克共和国，这是他为期一周的中欧之行的第一站。蓬佩奥国务卿在捷克城市皮尔森发表了讲话。来看报道。
11日，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在捷克共和国城市皮尔森开启了他的中欧之行。他与捷克外交部长佩特里切克一同抵达“感谢你，美国”纪念碑，并发表讲话。蓬佩奥表示，捷克人民历来为民主、自由和人权等奋斗，这些也让美国人民团结在一起。
It's worth remembering, as we celebrate, that because authoritarianism is still alive in Beijing and in Moscow and Tehran, there remains work to do. Thankfully, the Czech Republic is alive. It's alive and free to help secure the legacy of freedom, democracy, and security that this memorial represents.
蓬佩奥所在的纪念碑是为了感谢二战期间在乔治巴顿将军带领下，美军将皮尔森等城市从纳粹德国手中解放出来。预计蓬佩奥此行访问的重点是应对俄罗斯和中国对该地区构成的威胁。这两个威权国家正在积极寻求在欧洲的能源、基础设施和电信领域发挥更大作用。美国之音为您报道。
美国卫生部长阿扎尔本周访问台湾，在星期二与台湾大学的演讲中，阿扎尔评论了中国在疫情当中的应对。下面我们来看记者李文怡从台北发来的报道。
美国卫生部部长阿扎尔访台的第二天，星期二上午，他与台湾的外交部部长吴钊燮会面。在会面当中，他也致辞表示再度肯定台湾的防疫成就以及国际的地位。他说，他认为台湾的防疫表现应该受到国际认可，不应该受到任何的干扰。
Especially during a pandemic, but at all times, international organizations should not be places to play politics, especially on healthcare.
台湾外交部长吴钊燮则说，台湾在 SARS 当中学到了教训，早已习惯紧急应变，即便受到中国施压，因为有美国的支持，台湾得以争取更大的国际空间。
In fact, the people of Taiwan are all too familiar with dealing with threats, be it military, diplomatic, or the threat of epidemics. These are just parts of our daily adventures.
而在星期二下午，阿扎尔到台湾大学公共卫生学院演讲，台湾前副总统陈建仁也应邀出席。阿扎尔在演讲当中提出了中国隐匿疫情以及台湾的资讯透明，形成了强烈的对比。中国的处理方式减弱了国际社会的应对能力。
I believe it is no exaggeration to say that if this virus had emerged in a place like Taiwan or the United States, it might have been snuffed out easily.Rapidly reported to public health authorities who would have shared what they knew with health professionals and with the general public.
演讲当中，阿扎尔再度肯定台湾在公共卫生的贡献，并感谢台湾树立正面的典范。以上是美国之音记者李文怡在台北的报道。
在其他的重要消息方面，
星期二，民主党众议员艾米贝拉在美国外交关系协会的研讨会上表示，新冠疫情是自二次世界大战以来全球民众面临的最大干扰，中国正在崛起，全球秩序可能重整，而由于新冠疫情，欧盟和亚洲国家对中国有了不同看法，这对美国来说是建立新的多边联盟和伙伴关系的机会，而这正是中国所害怕的。
When it comes to China, the one thing that they really do fear is if a multilateral coalitionof like-minded countries come together to exert strength. And I'd actually make the argument that China is, you know, facilitating that with their actions in Hong Kong, with, you know, how they're treating the Uyghurs, with their actions in the South China Sea. You know, the real concerns that we, along with our allies in Japan, India, Australia, and elsewhere, are concerned about maritime security and freedom of navigation issues.So I think while China doesn't want to see these multilateral coalitions coming together, I think they're accelerating, you know, this partnership, and we should lean into that.
贝拉说，美国与中国两大强权的角力无可避免，他不希望看到类似美国与俄罗斯冷战的情形出现，这会是一场经济与世界影响力的竞争。中国无疑正在某些领域秀肌肉，他希望美国以外交方式和对话改善与中国的关系。美国之音新闻报道。
前的美国总统大选分析，美国的青年选民们不仅族裔背景多样化，他们的投票倾向也有明显的差异。
青年选民是哪些人？他们的年龄从18岁到29岁，跨越两个世代，有 Z 世代选民和千禧年代选民。青年选民的族裔背景比30岁以上的选民更加多样化。青年选民61%是白人，15%是非洲裔，17%拉美裔，5%亚裔，还有3%其他族裔。而30岁以上的选民73%是白人，11%是非洲裔，10%为拉美裔，亚裔和其他族裔各占3%。投票率方面，青年选民的投票率在所有年龄组中最低，只有46.1%。而30岁到44岁的为58.7%，45岁到64岁为66.6%，65岁以上为70.9%。
政党隶属方面，青年选民自认为民主党的比自认为共和党的多，大约有三分之一不愿认同两党，也就是说42%认为自己是民主党，22%认为是共和党，35%自认为无党派或者独立选民。2016年的大选，中意希拉里·克林顿的青年选民比中意特朗普的多，比例为55%对37%。然而根据种族因素则出现明显差异，白人青年选民48%支持特朗普，43%支持克林顿，黑人选民83%支持克林顿，支持特朗普的为9%。拉美裔青年选民也中意克林顿，支持他的有70%，支持特朗普的为24%。青年选民如何取得选举的信息呢？最常见的途径是通过他们的家人。超过2/3的青年选民说，他们的党派偏好和他们的父母相似。青年选民的政治信息来源排在家庭之后的最普遍的来源，主要是电视和脸书。
公共健康专家们都同意，戴口罩能够帮助遏制新冠病毒的传播。不过目前在全球，一场反口罩的运动正在流行。公共健康专家们都同意，戴口罩能够帮助遏制新冠病毒的传播。不过目前在全球，一场反口罩的运动正在流行。
周五，在南达科他州的斯特吉斯，不顾对新冠病毒的公共担忧，第80届年度斯特吉斯摩托车集会还是在镇上举行。美国感染新冠肺炎的人数已经超过了500万。然而集会的参与者们似乎并不在意公共健康专家提出的通过社交距离和戴口罩来控制病毒传播的建议。
No, we didn't take any precautions, as we normally don't. We think the majority of this situation is manufactured. There's ulterior motives behind it.
像吉姆·巴斯克这样的集会参与者们认为，传染的风险被夸大了。不过，大量的公共健康证据显示了相反的结论。特朗普总统偶尔在公共场合戴上口罩。顶级的美国传染病专家安东尼·福奇医生表示，防止被感染的方法很简单。
Avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are, because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd.When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
尽管如此，全世界越来越多的人加入了挑战科学和专家建议的运动，就像这些在德国斯图加特的反口罩集会。
I'm here because I believe in Jesus Christ. This whole coronavirus is an anti-Christ issue. It is mostly against our Savior, Jesus Christ. Many don't know that. They don't know that it is really against God.
其他人则呼吁大家尽到保护公共健康的个人责任。
I think it's so selfish. Actually, these rules are necessary at this period of time. Otherwise, this virus can spread so easily. Maybe for younger people, it's not that much awful or dangerous. But on purposely, we can affect other people.
斯图加特当地人估计有2000人到场抗议。在南达科他州，当地官员预计这场为期10天的斯特吉斯摩托车集会将吸引大约10万人。以往这个数字能达到50万。美国之音记者阿拉巴萨迪，华盛顿报道。
新冠病毒让人人都戴上了口罩，不过目前有的人希望有一种能够比外科手术口罩更能反映自己个性的东西。
来自科特迪瓦的30岁的梅丽莎·凯奇说，她想要一种可以将她与非洲文化联系起来的口罩。
I really like to look.Well presented. I like to look chic, and I wanted something that I can make a statement.
可重复使用的口罩市场正在迅速增长。根据研究公司亚利桑那咨询与智能的预测，到2025年，这种产品市场的价值将达到$1.7亿。
The factories and designers were very quick to jump on the bandwagon.There were people in factories who had no work to do, and now they do because of masks.
一些时装设计师设计出以名牌水晶镶嵌的红色口罩，零售价格从$110到$500不等。
艾普纳说，购买名牌口罩的人数激增，但由于价格昂贵，顾客戴这种口罩会感到不舒服，因为他们了解目前的经济局面。
They feel it might be a little bit showy and ostentatious. However, I think going forward, we are going to see that translate throughout the country. And people want their masks to show who they are, particularly for the younger generation who is returning to high school and college.
与此同时，还有像时尚品牌托利·博奇那样的设计师，他们以合理的价格和正当的理由提供定制口罩，价格为五个口罩$35，其中有$10用于慈善事业。美国之音新闻报道。
新冠病毒大流行给音乐家们制造了困难，因为他们现在无法举办音乐会或者音乐节。不过，有的人说，这场病毒的流行也给他们制造了成长的机会。
华盛顿特区的斯基泰人乐队融合蓝草、爱尔兰民谣和摇滚音乐的火爆组合，每月为脸书观众现场表演两次，从3月份的智能手机网络广播开始，演变为全方位多镜头的专业音乐表演，叫做隔离流。
Every stream will have between 15 and 20 festivals and music venues partnering and cross-posting with us. And so we've been averaging about 50,000 views per stream. I mean, we don't get paid for those views, but we ask people for Venmo tips or like PayPal, and the people have been incredibly generous. So that's how we've been surviving till now.
斯基泰人乐队不仅在很大程度上依靠音乐节，他们还计划在维吉尼亚州的山区举行他们的第六届蓝草年度音乐节。去年的音乐节吸引了8000多人。
Entertainment has always been recession-proof. So our band has survived 2 recessions. When people are doing poorly in recessions, they want to go out and forget. And we're excited about this year, and then all of a sudden, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. But I think if we can keep on growing our fan base with the quarantine streams, then when we go back to doing the festival, more people are going to know about us than ever before.
安德鲁·克劳斯是一个以马里兰州为根据地的演奏会钢琴家，他也在自己的脸书上开展名为喘息的古典音乐系列。他说，他一直建议他的学生寻找额外的收入来源，不过是否支持他的在线作品还是要由观众决定。
If you want artists to be able to produce content, you have to support us. Because if we are working 18 hours a day at something else, then we don't have the energy, time, and ultimately the expertise to produce anything for you that you're really going to want to listen to. It will truly become the age of the amateur.
与此同时，克劳斯建议音乐家保持希望，并且在网上教学。
A little bit different, but you can learn to use that technology and make it work for you. And this is a great time for it. I mean, it's summer. The kids are out of school. They can't go anywhere much. So this would be the time to go and advertise.
住在纽约的歌剧歌手安东尼·切霍夫斯卡现在专注教学。
Really build a studio and sort of start my own brand because I'm also at a place where I know what I'm doing. Like I'm not world famous. I'm not, but I know what I'm doing. I'm singing.
音乐家一致认为，如果这个行业能够劫后余生，他会在脱离大流行病之后脱胎换骨。而音乐家无疑将可以开发出一种全新的创造性的方法。美国之音记者普鲁斯和安娜莱斯，华盛顿报道。
Thank you.
美国共和党参议员泰德·克鲁兹是美国对华强硬派的代表人物，也是中国最近宣布制裁的美国人之一。下面我们来看记者刘恩明制作的克鲁兹参议员简介。
I rise today to discuss the single most dangerous geopolitical threat that America faces now and through the next century, China. I traveled to Hong Kong. I met with many brave men and women who are standing up. I met with the dissidents, the pro-democracy protesters who are speaking out for Hong Kong's autonomy and free speech and basic human rights. Along with them, I dressed in all black to express my solidarity with the peaceful protesters who have taken to the streets.These brave men and women are just the latest targets of Chinese Communist government's relentless attacks on truth tellers, on freedom fighters, and on religious and ethnic minorities. The Chinese government is a 1984-style dystopian state, and it's tracked and imprisoned millions of Uyghurs and other religious minorities.Chinese Communist government is terrified that the Chinese people will see how come the people of Taiwan enjoy freedom, enjoy democracy, and we don't. Why can't we have that same freedom? That's why the Chinese government acts with such fear, and that's why it's so important for America and the rest of the world to stand alongside Taiwan.Coronavirus pandemic has thrown into high relief the fact that China is our most dangerous threat. For 8 years in the U.S. Senate, I have worked hard to lead the fight to address the threat of Chinese communist power and aggression and hostility head on.
好的。以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。